This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, treating children with asthma, doctors usually choose between two steroids to treat acute attacks that require a hospital stay, but a new study in the Journal of Pediatrics found one of those steroids, dexamethasone, had additional benefits for hospitals, patients, and their parents. I talked about this with one of the study's co-authors, Dr. Vinita Mittal, pediatric hospitalist with Children's Health and an associate professor of pediatrics with UT Southwestern Medical Center.
They're both steroids, but what are the essential differences between dexamethasone and prednisone?
Prednisone has a shorter half-life. That means you have to give it more often, more frequently. Dexamethasone is a longer half-life of 36 to 72 hours. It is more potent, so 1 to 2 doses are sufficient and are equal to 5 days of prednisone.
So what prompted then the testing of these two steroids?
Giving prednisone for 4 to 5 days, often kids would vomit in the emergency room. They had to be redosed. So that prompted to see, is there any other way of giving another drug which can be used less frequently and has lesser side effects? And those results found that dexamethasone was as effective, the side effects were less, and it was cheaper as well. So that prompted the study in the emergency room study, and we studied it in the inpatient and found it is the same result as the ones in the emergency room.
Then once you've determined that, if you have these side effects with kids, I assume, what, is there further treatment using the steroid after they leave the hospital? And what, maybe the children are resistant to using it because of those side effects?
Right. So acute attack requires two big medication. One is the systemic steroid and one is the bronchodilator. And you need those medications. So prednisone has a bitter taste. So you would mix it with chocolate syrup and try to trick them, or you have clowns dancing in front of them, but they need that medication. But now just we have a better option.
I see. So the end result of making the switch is what?
It's the efficacy, you know, it's easier for parents, maybe less missed school days and school times for patients and families. So the main thing is 2 days versus 5 days. You know, if I have an option to give something for 2 days, which is as effective and has lesser side effects and is cheaper for me, why would I use something for 5 days?
How is it that Children's Health is maybe only just getting around to finding this out?
I think we have better database available. We didn't have databases which would look at 42 children's hospitals practice. Now, through Children's Hospital Association, we have a database of 42 children's hospitals, which still represents only 20% of children's database nationally. So we still don't know what's the extent of the problem nationally, because there are a lot of children going to children's hospital within, adult hospital, community hospitals. We don't have data for those. So we need more data. And I think this all fits in with the technology, healthcare boom, and everything coming together. So we have the luxury of the database, so we can do those studies now.
This is not a small problem in terms of the number of kids who suffer from asthma.
You're absolutely right. I think this is a huge problem. There are about 7 million children under the age of 18 years with asthma. About 140,000 children get admitted every year. And even here at Children's Health, we have about 5,000 emergency room visits. About a quarter of them get admitted.
Is asthma something that could eventually be cured, or right now is it a case of something that you learn to manage?
I would hope it is something it could be cured. There's not much we know about asthma. It's, you know, in medicine, anytime I feel you hear multifactorial, it's because probably we don't know why it is causing. And we know there are many factors causing it, but we really haven't nailed it down. So I hope we can eventually cure it, but at least now we know the factors and we can try preventing as many as we can.
Dr. Mittal, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much.